One more time, Shabbat Shalom. This is Shabbat for us. Great Shabbat. And when Rabbi David told that I'm trying to learn English, I sometimes feel myself that more I learn, less I know. It's true. When we was young, we think that we know everything. And we know, we have all advices, and we know what to do, and why sun is rising, and why it's going down. But when we get older and older, we understood that we don't know anything. Sometimes anything. Today I want to talk about forgiveness, and this is very sensitive topics. This is very deep and huge topics. I think this is one of the most important topics for life of the person. But I want to start from the Rosh Hashanah a little bit, a couple words. For me personally, this is one of the greatest feasts. For me, this is one of the greatest time to have joy in the Lord. The same time, repentance, and the same time, joy of tears because of forgiveness that God gave to us. He's forgiven us. He's already give us his son and accept us in his love today. I remember one time many years ago I prepared for Yom Kippur, and you know I tried to thinking about this and deeply thinking about this feast, about subjects in scripture, and something's happened inside of me. It's like lights turn on. I understood something. So many people, they're crying in these days about forgiveness. But time already has forgiveness. Because I know Messiah. He's my personal savior. And he is my Lord. Amen. And I'm so glad that you are here. And I know that most of you already know Messiah personally. You already have peace with your God by the blood of Messiah. And I would tell you, I want to congratulate you with these great gifts from him. You are forgiven. You have eternal life. You have Father's love. You are special. You are special for him. Amen. And you have rights. You know you have rights when we have a lesson in our college about personal rights. You know, First Amendment. I can teach about this now a little bit. You know, we have one right, very important right. We can come to the Father's throne without fear. And he forgives us, and he glad to see us there. He's so happy when we come to him, even if we made sin and did something wrong. He waiting for us, and his heart really for us, not against us. Amen. During the Rosh Hashanah, we have a lot of great traditions and beautiful, very useful tradition in Rosh Hashanah. And their meaning is great meaning. You know, every tradition in Rosh Hashanah is great. Blowing shofar, even eating the apples with honey, new life. Shana tova umetuka, sweet new year. But I want to talk today about the deepness of our heart. I want to talk about most important commandments for Rosh Hashanah. This is about our heart, about our repentance, about our tshuva, returning to our God. Amen. And I think the most important for God, this is our repentance. He looks into hearts. Some people try to perform all traditions right, correct, to do everything, to wake up and to stand with right leg onto stage, you know, to do everything correct. And sometimes people are forget about most important things. And most important things is to have relationship and to have forgiveness, to have right heart before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Did you agree with me about this?
Yes.
Amen. We don't need to forget about this. We need to remember every time about what first, what second, what most important in our life. And most important It's Holy presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. This is real Rosh Hashanah. This is real Yom Kippur, when you understand, when you deeply convinced that Holy Spirit with you, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, He is with you. And you have clear heart. You have right and real relationship with God. Amen. And today also, I want to speak about the main message of the Messiah Yeshua. His main message was salvation, healing and liberation from the internal sins and problem that lead to eternal death and separation from God. Amen. And I want to speak about forgiveness. And I know this huge topic, it's many, many hours we can spend together to speak about forgiveness and many, many sides of forgiveness. I want to just briefly touch two questions. I think it's important for our life. It was important for me some years ago, and today it's still important for me. Probably forgiveness and how to forgive each other, this is the most often fragrant topic mentioned in scriptures. In Brit Hadashah, you can find many places of scriptures that talked about forgiveness, many, many places. And nothing causes person to be to feel so much bitterness and suffering and miserable as unforgiveness. I think this is my point of view. When person has unforgiveness, he really sometimes feels himself very miserable. Amen. And one of the works in Holy Spirit is to give us freedom from this bitter root, from this unforgiveness in our hearts. I want to I want to think about one stuff. How much we want to be happy, free, and healed inside. We want to be like children to came to our Father with pure heart, without nothing to keep us from His presence. Amen. Amen. You know, I like to see how children are prayed. That when they begin to pray, this is wonderful time because they are so sincere. Nothing between them and God. Nothing. They are pure heart. And remember what Yeshua says to us. Blessed the man who has pure heart. Why? Hallelujah. I want to be this man. Amen. I want to speak about two sides of forgiveness, and I want to start from the Lord's prayers. Avinu Shebashamayim. Who pray this prayer sometimes in your life? Avinu Shebashamayim, Lord's Prayer. Amen. I will be not wrong if I say that it is the most important, most famous Jewish prayer in the whole world. Whole world, whole denomination prayer, this simple Jewish prayer. This is the really Jewish prayer. Billion and billion people praise the Lord in these days through this prayer. And even those who even don't know any idea that it's a Jewish prayer, they pray these prayers. This is our Jewish input in the Christian world. I remember once when I read it, and you know this, one of the main place of these prayers, for even those who are not aware, and we remember when we pray to Father this prayer, we ask, forgive us as we forgive. Amen. What does it mean? Forgive us as we forgive. It means if we not forgive, it means He will not forgive us. So we'd better learn to forgive each other. Amen. Much better to learn now, today. I remember in my life I had some period of time that I, freely to speak with everybody. I say, you know, it's too easy to forgive. I forgive everyone. I'm just free from unforgiveness, and it's so good. But you know, God has a sense of humor, and He really loves us. Something's happened in my life, and I understood this forgiveness. This is one of the most difficult things in life of the believer. Really. If you say, you know, it's easy, it means nobody did not anything worse with you. It's very important to know. But without forgiveness, you could not be forgiven, and your sin will be still with you in your life. And I begin to read many literature and try to confess. And, you know, sometimes I pretend to that everything is fine, try to smile, but I knew something inside me has pain. You know, my heart has pain and some bitter against somebody. And when I begin to read the scriptures and thinking about this topic and about this experience what I have with some people, I get some ideas, and I think it could be helpful for you. Could we open the Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, and start from this place of scripture? Verse 23. Therefore, if you offer a new gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Amen. First, what you need to do? Just put your offering, go and reconcile, and after you can bring. Before, when I read the scripture, I thinking like this. If somebody offended you, then all your sacrifice and prayers would be useless for God, and he would not listen to you. So I thought this, if somebody has something against you, it means God also has something against you. This is what I understood before. But when I tried to read this passage very carefully, I understood this is, scripture has very interesting meaning. And I want to do it simply, very simplifying. If you do something wrong to your neighbor, then you go and fix it. Amen. Can we talk together? Say together. Go and fix it. So many people are trying to fix a problem with God, you know. When they do something to your neighbor and go to home, go to needs and ask, please God, forgive me. This is not enough. We need to go to our brother and ask forgiveness from him. Let's say amen. Amen. This is very simple and very interesting. You know, but also some people and some believers, because we are believers and we are really trying to be clear before God and has clear heart, sometimes we have, and people has a sense of heightened conscience. You know what does it mean, heightened conscience? So our conscience, they begin to like have pain inside. When somebody or someone thinks poorly of them or does not like them, they cannot live with it. You know, if somebody angry at you or thinking about you something bad, you could not go sleep because of this. You know, what should I do to have friendship with him? What can I do? How I can, you know, one time in my life I had interesting situation when some people whom I love very much and I was very close with them, they just suddenly begin to attack me and begin to, you know, hate me somehow. I don't know for what even. And, you know, at first I try to do everything possible to defend myself, to be good in their eyes. I try to, you know, to be nice with them and try to have reconciliation, but I could not get from them. And when I come to my home and try to pray to God, and suddenly I felt deep peace, and this peace come into my heart, and I begin to remember some places from the scriptures. You remember maybe it's Luke 6:26. Woe to you, then all men speak well of you. Woe to you. What does it mean in English, woe to you? How can I translate it? I know how in Russian this, but it will not help you for sure. Problem to you if everybody will speak good about you. Something's not wrong with you. Because it's how their fathers treated the false prophets. Interesting. Trying to be nice with everybody and, you know, I wanted to say to you also one more scripture. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Amen. Amen. This is one of the promises from Messiah to our life. And you know, because we are believers, we try to live godly life, be pure, we will have some people who will hate us, who will don't like us, who will say even stuff against us. This is like promise from God. You need to be prepared for it. If you want to be nice, it's not place for you. Bible, it's not book for people who will be nice. So many places, you know, about people who try to be nice with everybody. No. I think Bible says very clearly, sometimes we will have problems and people will hate us and we will have enemies because we are believers, because we want to have pure heart, and Satan, he hates us, really hates us. Amen. And when you see this place of Scripture, I understood, what does it mean? Leave your offering and go to the altar. If person does not like and does not want you to see you and has something against you, go to him and try to reconcile with him. But if he does not want to be reconciled, so what? What to do? You are free. It's up to him and Lord. We have one interesting Jewish proverb in the Yom Kippur. I won't tell you. It's like very funny, but it's very interesting. Yom Kippur, it's about forgiveness. It's about how to ask forgiveness with each other. So this is small proverb. If you accidentally stop on someone's foot, what you need to do if you just step? Excuse me. Ask forgiveness. If he does not want to forgive you, what to do? Humble yourself and ask forgiveness one more time. If he does not forgive you, go and buy a new pair of shoes for him. And if you after he still not want to forgive you, what to do? Keep these shoes, you are free. You know, I don't know how about you, but I know how many sincere believers really has this kind of problem. And how many evil people, they just use this problem. They say, you need to forgive me. And they did evil stuff against believers and say, you need to forgive me. They just used believers. And when Yeshua says, you need to be wise like a snake and simple like a dove, he don't say you need to be wise like a dove and simple like a snake. It's opposite. Amen. We need to be wise. We need to know. We need to keep our heart in clearness. And if somebody has wrong fellowship with Lord, and he really under the influence of Satan, this man need to understand, these people need to understand their fault. They need to reconcile with Lord. Amen. Amen. So, do everything possible and then be free. I have some small also proverb, but I will tell you only privately this proverb. Sleep well if you are clean heart, if you did do nothing evil. Even if you do something and you really repent, if you really try to reconcile, and if somebody does not want to release you, you need to understand Yeshua give you freedom. He give you love, and he don't want you to be in the prison of your heart. Amen. And also, I want to speak about a little bit, 10 minutes, about different sides of forgiveness. Really, it's a very huge topic, so I just take two questions. I see that Scripture separates forgiveness and emotional healing. This is two different things in the Scripture. And I believe personally, when we mixed up this, we can have big problems in our life. I will try to explain it with my advanced English. Sometimes I just want to use my Russian, you know, but I'm stop myself from doing it. Or I will try to speak tongues and maybe something's happened. But somebody will understand, maybe one or two person, but it will not help for everyone. Then Bible says about forgiveness, it's often associated with our decision. Amen. Do not take revenge, love. Do not return evil for evil. Amen. Do you agree? Yes. Can we say it together? Do not pay evil for evil. Amen. Then I choose not to take revenge, to trust everything to God. I forgive, even if I do not feel anything at this point of my life. And we need to understand this. Our decision and our feelings, sometimes they are talking about different things. Amen. It's true. It's true. Sometimes we say, I forgive, but inside you understood, ah. And we need to separate our decision and our feelings. Amen. Emotions and decisions are different stuff. Often inside everything hurts, but at the same time you have decided to not take revenge. And I want to tell you, Lord, take it like forgiveness. He very serious about your decision. The fact that is our soul can be wounded, and our wounds can hurt sometimes even longer than wounds of our body. It's true. No one is surprised that when you cut your finger or hurt your finger, this place still sore for a while. It's normal, yes? We don't expect, like, you cut yourself and just immediately you heal. Sometimes it's hurt. If you lose your finger, I heard the stories when people are losing their arms or legs, they still feel pain in the leg many, many years, even for whole life. They don't have leg, but they have pain there. It's like kind of how people are created. But sometimes we want so much from our soul. You know, we want to be healed like this. And sometimes I want to tell you, years can come until that point, then your soul can be healed. This is wound, and it needs to be healed. Amen. When I realized it, I became much easier for me to live and fellowship with God. When I understood this, for me, like freedom came to my life. When I understood that, and when I decide to forgive, God counted it as like, I'm forgiven this person. Okay, I want to try to explain a little bit more so that you can understand with my advanced English. So, can we read one more scripture? And this is one of the interesting scripture. And just be careful. And I can have and can give you many, many scriptures, but I just want to use one, like as example. I don't want to speak about David. This man completely not forgive anyone. You know, he just prayed so many prayers. This and that, my enemies. Or I don't want to speak about our Father, and he will judge his enemies also. I want to speak about Paul, Rabbi Paul, Rabbi Shaul. It's 2 Timothy 4, verse 14. And this is a Bible. And we read this Bible for thousands of years, and we see one name here. What Paul wants to say to us? Alexander, the metal worker, interesting, did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will render to him according to his works. It's interesting. Can I ask you, did Paul has forgiveness or not? I think has. He is Apostle Paul. He's rabbi. One of the greatest rabbi. Amen. Unfortunately, today a lot of teachings says that if you have in your heart some pain about someone, or you don't want to forget about someone, or if you don't want to be close with someone, you are not forgiven. Paul says, be careful of this man, Alexander, metal worker. Maybe because he has hammer, be careful, don't come to him. If If you will follow this, you know, teachings, it means go to metal worker, be close to him. He is your enemy. It's so good. You will kiss him and he will be with you. And Paul says, no, he remembered this. But he decided to forgive, and I believe his heart was free from this. So, if you have some feeling, it's my opinion, if you have some feelings or you have some pain against and someone and you don't want to be close with someone because this abuser or person who brought you pain, it does not mean that you not forgive him and that God does not forgive you. Can I just say a little bit differently, the same? So, it means, then after a person caused you a very deep injury and you have pain and you could not release from this pain, so does it mean that God is more angry at you because you have pain in your heart? Did I say understandable or not? Maybe I'm... No? Thank you. I'm trying to catch. Did you understand me or not? You know, some people are so pressed by this. They know, I'm not forgive because I have pain. I don't forgive because my heart is painful and God is not forgive me. He is against me. Now he will beat me and years and years and years in this pain. Continuously. Continuously. In my ministry, I have met people who live their lives with great pain inside their hearts, trying to forgive, praying, and you know they love to love God very strongly. They came every time and ask, "Please pray for me. I want to forgive. Pray for me. I want to forgive." I think these people don't understand and don't separate, decide to forgive, and feelings of their hearts. Wounds of their hearts. It's my opinion. I minister a lot to Holocaust survivors. And in fact, my uncle was in concentration camp in Germany during the Second World War. And I know what is it, wounded heart. And I could not imagine our God who says, okay, you have pain in your heart, and I hate you for it pain. No. This is false understanding of our Lord, of our God. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, very simple. He is for you. He wants to free you from the pain. And he understands and does not judge you, especially for your wounds that you have. Amen. And I'm sure in this. And I want to tell you, why I'm speaking about it? I don't want to excuse people who are hate someone or who wants to do against somebody. No, I don't speak about this. I want to tell them that when I understood that God is forgive me, when I decide to forgive someone, in this moment, I begin to much freely and much easier receive my inside healing. Did you understand what I want to say? So much easier when you just came before Lord and says, Lord, I forgive this person. I will not do nothing against him. Heal my heart. I want to be free. Amen. Then you just walk in with this condemnation. I am not forgive because my heart is painful. I don't forgive. God, you don't love me. What can I do? How can I? This life, it's not good for your hearts. Amen. Can we say one things with? Can you say with me one things? God loves me, and He wants only good for me. Amen. This is very simple, but very important. We read it so many times. So God so much loved the world that He gives His only Son. And sometimes we begin to believers and forget about very simple stuff. You know, when I think, what touched my heart when I came to the Lord? First, I understood God is loving me so much. When I received calling for coming and repent before Him, my heart was touched by Holy Spirit and understood He loves me so much. This was so amazing for me. I just came and say, Lord, do you love me as I am? You know, I'm sinner, but you love me. So now, after we came to the Lord, we begin to be believers, we do some stuff in our life, and sometimes we forget about this. And when we read the scripture, we think about our neighbor. And we speak, so God so much love you that he wants to you to come to our congregation. But it's more deeply place of scripture. God loves you very much and he is for you. He want to heal you. He want to restore you. He want to give you peace. And it started from your decision. And he accept this decision. Amen. Okay, I have decided to not take revenge. Now, Lord, this is real forgiveness. And I forgive myself and accept you healing in my heart. Amen. And I want to just close with very interesting subject also on Rosh Hashanah. I think all of us, we need forgiveness and from the Lord. Amen. We need to be restored. We need to be forgiven. It doesn't matter from where we come, what nationality, or do we poor or rich. It does not matter before him. We need his presence and his forgiveness. Amen. We need glory of God. Because everybody has sinned, but in him we have reconciliation. And this is important. Prepare your heart, because Lord is near. We have no time to live and ignore eternity anymore. Amen. We need to remember that our life is not in our hands. Amen. I just want to announce today, all of us need a Savior. We cannot justify ourselves because of our good deeds or our traditions. We justify before God only because of his sacrifice for us. Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to close to read one scripture. It's John chapter 3, verse 14 and 18. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Prayer.
We're going to make a little change. I want to invite the shofar team to come up right now. And as they're getting ready, I want you to get ready, because I believe as you're hearing the sound of the shofar, I want you to make a connection of release for yourself and to make that decision, if it hasn't been clear to you, to forgive, to not seek revenge, as Rabbi Yuri was saying, to make that decision very clearly, to be decisive with yourself about it, and then to take all the wounds and all the pain that you've got and ask God to begin to heal, to separate those two things, the decision to forgive and the need for emotional healing, to separate them, but to deal with them first with forgiveness and then with the prayer for healing. And it doesn't mean that you'll immediately get healed of all your pain, as Rabbi Yuri was saying, but it may be a turning point for you where you begin and you stop judging yourself and you stop wallowing in indecision. And so, Rabbi Yuri, I want you to stay up here. I want the shofar team to blow, and I want you to stand up and to understand a spiritual battle is being done on your behalf and for you to participate in it. And at the conclusion of the shofar team's blowing, Rabbi Yuri is going to pray for all of us.
And when we do the Tikia Gadola, that is when I want you all to join in with your instruments or just praise the Lord.
And thank you, Shofar team. You were great.
Tikia. Shevarim. Teruah. Tikia. Tikia. Shevarim. Teruah. Tikia. Tikia. Shevarim. Teruah. Tikia. Tikia gedola.
Please remain standing as Rabbi Yuri prays. Come over to this mic.
I will pray in Russian. Спасибо тебе, Господь, что ты любишь нас. Спасибо, что ты принимаешь каждого из нас. Я благодарю тебя, Господь, за твоих драгоценных возлюбленных, которые на этом месте, Господь, за твоих детей. Благодарю тебя за то, что ты любишь нас, Господь, что ты отдал сына своего. Единственного своего, чтобы оправдать нас, чтобы приблизить нас, чтобы простить нас, чтобы очистить нас от всякого греха. Господь, я благодарю Тебя за каждое сердце на этом месте. Я прошу Тебя Духом Святым, коснись каждое сердце, Господь. Если есть какая-то боль, непрощение, внутренняя несвобода, Господь, исцели. Ты самый лучший доктор, Господь. Нет никого подобного Тебе. Яви свою милость, Господь. Принеси свободу Твоим детям во имя Ишуа. Пусть всякое проклятие, непрощение будет просто разрушено в жизни наших, Твоих детей, Господь. Благодарю Тебя, Бешем Ишуа, Мессия. Амин.
Lord, we thank You for Your forgiveness that You show us so, so graciously, and we forgive those who have even done evil to us. And we entrust to You their future and ours. We ask, Lord, that You would take Your love and Your mercy and pour it out upon the wounds and the pain, upon the suffering that has been caused to us. Lord, we lift up the hearts that are broken, that need Your healing. And we ask that You would show Your great love and Your great mercy to these broken hearts. You said that You came to heal the brokenhearted. And I pray for freedom, Lord, for those who truly have exercised forgiveness but carry the wounds. Show mercy. And I pray that this would be a time when the accuser no longer can accuse. When the one who wants to trouble our souls can no longer trouble us. We look to you, O God, the healer of broken hearts. We thank you and we love you. In Yeshua's name. Amen. 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 You can be seated. We're going to give you just a few instructions for the oneg. Looks pretty good. Wish there was enough to share. There is. It's traditional at Rosh Hashanah to prepare a challah that's round to remind us that it's a different day. And some say this is to remind us of the crown of the king. After the Aaronic benediction, we're going to go to the flex room, the oneg room, and we'll pick up plates of challah and apples and honey, and then we'll go outside to the gazebo area and gather, and we'll say prayers together and thank the Lord, and then we'll have a little time of fellowship, and then we'll move towards the lake, and we'll have a tashlich service at the lake. So I want to ask you to rise for the Aaronic benediction. And do we have any first-time visitors here in the congregation today? Anyone here? Over here and over here? We're very glad to have you. And if you fill out one of the visitor cards, one of the welcome cards that's in the seat back in front of you, you could just drop that in the drop box near the front door, and that way we can stay in touch with you directly and let you know about good things that are happening here. But Beth Israelites, I want to encourage you to let our visitors go first and our guests go first. Good manners here. So let's thank the Lord. Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmarecha, ye'er Adonai p'navelecha v'chunecha, yisa Adonai p'navelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord, let the Lord bless you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you his heavenly shalom on this Rosh Hashanah day. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Chag Sameach, Lashana Tova. See you outside.